of sand that wants to be a rolling stone. I want to be the man I'm not and have the things I really haven't got, and that's a lot.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now. Laughter, a take it, a take up, a give it. Something big.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Things I'll Keep on CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting live from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. Now, we have indeed reached our $25,000 threshold. And it's a good thing that correlation is not causation, because we'd have people saying that it cost David Lynch's life reaching this milestone. Thankfully, that is known to be ridiculous. So we can both celebrate us reaching this $25,000 milestone. Thank you so, so, so much. While also being kind of sad. I am sad that David Lynch has died. So I'm both happy and sad, because I was prepared to be coming in here all happy and thankful and grateful about the funding drive, which I absolutely am. But then I learned this afternoon about David Lynch, and I do think that music is, music is an important part of basically all movies, and basically every director will admit that. But I have to think that was a little bit even more true for David Lynch. So gonna be playing some David Lynch music. But for now, I'm gonna play a couple Smog songs. This is a cover of the Leuven Brothers. The Leuven Brothers, a close singing country harmony duo from the 50s. Outwardly Christian God-fearing music. However, only one of them was truly God-fearing. The other one was a degenerate. So that was kind of an interesting dynamic. But here is Bill Callahan's cover of In the Pines by that group, and then I think I'll play another Smog song, because they're just so nice. CFRC 11.9 FM.
Well, the longest train I ever saw went down there. Georgia line. Well, the engine went by and 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, where the sun never shines. And we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel rail and a short cross tie, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Little girl, little girl, what have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to weep. You caused me to moan. You caused me to leave my home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Most of my fantasies are of making someone else come. Most of my fantasies are of to be of use to be of. Be of some hard, simple, undeniable use. Oh, like a spindle. A candle, or oh, horseshoe or O, like a corkscrew. Be of use. Most of my fantasies are of laid on the threshold of the coming day. Threshold of the coming day. Coming day. Coming day. Come.
Something completely different.
You better whip up paper before you die. You better whip up paper before you die. The whole team whippers.
The whole team dies.
You better whip up paper before you die.
Thank you. up all the pieces, put them back in a pile, make up all the dirt, pack it into a smile.
Ta-ta-ta, la-la, ta-ta-ta, hey-ha, ta-ta-ta, la-la, ta-ta-ta, hey-ha. My name is Dale Woman from the Community Office at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also, thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Want to keep up with all things Limestone local news? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 5 p.m. every Tuesday for Kingston Currents. Stay well informed about the issues and developments that matter most to Kingstonians. Join me, your host and CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, as we deep dive into the latest Kingston news, featuring interviews every week with the movers and shakers who shape our city. Learn more about the people, places, and events that make Kingston truly unique. If you want to listen to Kingston Currents on the go or revisit episodes, you can also head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Kingston Currents is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, and Queen's University. If you have a local news story you want to share, you can contact news@cfrc.ca. Keep up with all things current in Kingston on Kingston Currents on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, and just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is alright. I close my eyes.
Alright. It's getting pretty late, so I better play some of that David Lynch stuff now that, you know, most of the kids are in bed. It's a little weird. Gets a little weird when David Lynch gets around here. So I'm going to play the Pixies cover of In Heaven, Lady in the Radiator song from Eraserhead. And then I'm going to play one of my favorite Pixies songs, number 13, Baby, because it seems to foreshadow some of the lyrical themes in David Lynch's track after this one. Crazy Clown Time, the title track from the album Crazy Clown Time. But first, a couple of Pixies tracks, CFRC 101.9 FM, and a little bit more Roy. In dream, you're mine. That brilliant sense of, decrepit majesty that Lynch was so good at evoking. Let's get a little of that.
In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You've got your good thing, and I've got mine.
Thank you. got hair in a girl that flows to her bones, and a comb in a pocket. If the wind get blown, strength from her eyes when she walks slow, but her face fall down when she go, go, go. Blood falling on my lazy queen. Got a tattoo tip, say number 13. Babe, I don't want no blue eyes like
thyself for some crazy clown time, everybody. Here we go.
Sally.
We have just lost literally the only man on the planet who could get away with that. And that is very sad. Here's some Tom Waits.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
yellow phone on the wall started ringing. Tommy jumped, then ran across the kitchen and picked up the receiver. "Hello," he said, a little out of breath. Tommy's father was downstairs in the basement wood shop cutting a piece of clear pine on the table saw. The sound of the saw was screechingly loud, and a big plume of agitated sawdust was forming in the air. Tommy's mother was outside on the front lawn tending to a small flower garden. She was visibly upset about her flower's condition. She was observing a black film on the stems and leaves, then trying to wipe this black substance away while running hose water on it. But it was too greasy and the water wasn't washing it away. The front door opened and Tommy appeared behind his mother. "Mom, there's a phone call for you." Tommy's mom stood up and turned, the garden hose in her right hand shooting water. "Who is it?" she asked. "I don't know. It's a man. He said you would know what it's about." Tommy's mom stood frozen for a moment, and Tommy saw lines of worry racing across her face. Something else scrambled into Tommy's awareness. He saw that the sky was noticeably darker than usual, and he saw a huge red-orange glow moving on the horizon. Just then, a man appeared running frantically in the street, the man yelling, "Fire is coming! Fire is coming! Fire is coming! Fire is coming!
What is this with everybody?
No.
What is it? Really?
Me.
Why? I'm serious. Fucking A, man. It drives me nuts. Who gives a fucking shit how long a scene is?
I don't care. You've heard those words before. David Lynch only dies once. Gotta play the good clips. So, yeah, whatever. Anyways, he's so right about that. I'm going to play a couple songs for Bart from Bart for you to close out the show. Yeah, thanks a lot again for all your donations. We made $25,000 in our funding drive. Again, RIP David Lynch. Thanks to Brennan and Jordan for some David Lynch recommendations. Flying Lotus featuring David Lynch. That was great. Yeah. Long live Palestine, Black Lives Matter, Indigenous Lives Matter, and until next week, friends, happy listening.
Broken minds, they wander. Realize
say to you.